The FT.
After Etsy revealed its plans to go public on March the 4th, discussion forums for sellers using the online craft marketplace ignited with a mixture of those two great stock market emotions, fear and greed. It means it'll be all about the shareholders and not the shop owners. I liked having a shop on Etsy and how they really seem to care about us. I can see that going away now, wrote Karen Cassidy in New Jersey, from whom you can buy a knitted fun ponytail squid hat. But Marguerite Payne, a San Francisco-based maker of one-of-a-kind jewellery, chipped in, "Wait till the IPO hype dies down and the stock price drops. That's the time to buy some shares. That's what I did with Facebook. It's worked out well." The eclectic nature of the mostly handmade merchandise sold through Etsy and its folksy approach – staff eat off compostable plates, then bike the waste out to a local farm for recycling – make the marketplace easy to mock. The risk it will abandon those principles and turn into a soulless profit-hunting conglomerate makes it easy to attack its decision to go public. But Etsy deserves support as a test case of whether such a company can survive listing with its management style and principles intact. Chad Dickerson, Etsy's chief executive, wrote a schmaltzy letter in its regulatory filing outlining the company's goal of creating a more sustainable and transparent Etsy economy that transcends price and convenience, that emphasizes relationships over transactions, and optimizes for authorship and provenance. He might as well have written a one-line instruction to potential investors to scroll down to the serious financial stuff. But it would be careless merely to discard the letter from Chad. The Etsy economy may sound utopian. The alternative is an everyone-for-themselves nightmare. The main reason I hope Etsy flourishes is that for a commission, it provides a marketing and administrative backbone and an online community for some of the flexible but fragile freelancers and part-timers who make up the growing post-automation workforce. A characteristically gloomy Nouriel Roubini, the US economist, told the Future of Work conference in London last week that a world where everyone is going to become an entrepreneur and innovator is not going to happen. Perhaps not, but everyone will need a bit of entrepreneur in their variegated career. Research from Oxford's Martin School suggests jobs involving the development of novel ideas and artifacts, Etsy jobs, are among those at lower risk from automation. Whatever you think of bespoke cufflinks and hand-stitched oven gloves, some of Etsy's 1.4 million vendors will go on to manufacture on a grander scale. A second reason the company itself needs to bulk up. A third is that Etsy would be one of a handful of companies, Natura, the Brazilian cosmetics group, is another, that are publicly traded B corporations, certified as following high environmental and social standards. Etsy's reputation is at stake if its B Corp score declines, according to the filing. So, I would argue, is the reputation of a stock market that cannot cultivate more such companies. A final reason to back Etsy's IPO is that the larger it grows, the louder it can shout. As economist Laura Tyson pointed out at last week's conference, it's unreasonable for techno-optimists to expect people to be resilient if their post-automation jobs do not provide a living standard consistent with the society in which they live. Etsy, which has in the past struggled to convince policymakers to listen, can help make the case for government to support its growing community of free agents. The dark parallel invoked on Etsy forums is eBay. It has turned itself from an auction site for enthusiastic amateurs into a more conventional e-commerce company. The fear is a profit-oriented Etsy may ditch its principles, probably along with the well-meaning Mr. Dickerson, and force merchants to seek shelter elsewhere. I hope not. Even if you have not, yet, had to adopt a sideline in repurposing old vinyl records as clocks featuring silhouettes of Star Wars figures, or stitching felt and fur together to make panther paw potholders, you should be cheering Etsy's next move to expand. Because if there is no room in the Etsy economy for organisations like Etsy, we really will be on our own.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.